us now, Steve Moore. He's an economist at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, good morning, and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm watching the president on my screen now. This is an amazing moment to see Donald Trump lecture all of these intellectual elites from all over the world on how to grow the economy. It's a wonderful moment, you know. And I was in Davos last year, and they treated him like he was going to, well, he wasn't there, but I was there. They acted as if he was the second coming of Adolf Hitler. And it's amazing what a difference a year makes. And he's actually been treated almost as a hero there because of what's happened with the U.S. economy.
Now, if we could just get all those people to come here and vote. we have some of that I want to share with the audience because they're not getting, for the people who maybe aren't hearing it right now, I'd like to share that and get your response to some of the things that the president is now saying.
The United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades.
So can the president win liberals in this country over by virtue of the economy?
Of course. I mean, it's always the economy, stupid. Now, it's not only the economy, but this roaring economy is something we haven't seen in, since the Reagan years, really. And you look at, he's just picked off all of the statistics of how well the economy is doing, the lowest unemployment insurance claims in 40 years, lowest black unemployment rate, $7 trillion in increase in wealth. I mean, it's such a good news story that it almost transcends spin, right? I mean, liberals don't quite know how to respond to this, but Trump is on a roll. And by the way, the tax cut's only a month old. That's the most amazing thing. And almost every day, we're seeing another news announcement of an American company that's increasing wages, increasing bonuses, increasing pay, hiring more workers. You know, I have to say, as one of the architects of the Trump plan a couple of years ago, this is working better than even I thought it would.
Yeah, you have a lot to pat yourself on the back for. Let me ask you, and we're patting you too, by the way. Let me ask you about the fact that, you know, the president's making this pitch, obviously trying to attract more business to the United States. But are there other important messages to the U.S. economy doing well?
Well, one of the messages that Trump has put out in this speech is follow our lead. You know, this is very much a Reagan message. You know, Reagan rebuilt the U.S. economy and thereby rebuilt the world economy. I mean, I remember in the late 70s, not just the U.S. economy, the world was in a massive mini depression. Reagan pulled us out of that by cutting taxes, regulations. It's just so interesting to me that Trump is using that game plan, and it has worked. And what his message has been to these world leaders is follow our lead. We've got it right. We've got the right formula. It's so interesting, too, because, of course, these world leaders loved Barack Obama, right? They thought he really was the guy who walked on water. And yet the economy, although it grew very slowly in the U.S. and around the world. And one other quick thing is, you know, the world economy is picking up. There's no doubt about it. But that's because the American economy has picked up.
Right.
And we're the hub of the world economy.
You know, speaking of the Heritage Foundation rates the presidents and how much of their agenda they accomplish. And the Heritage Foundation just reviewed the first year of President Trump, and they found that he exceeded the first year of Ronald Reagan's presidency in promises delivered on.
Amazing, isn't it? And, you know, I have to say that when I first met Donald Trump, you know, a couple of years ago, I wasn't sure whether he would, you know, pursue a conservative agenda. But down the line, and I worked for, you know, the campaign for Trump, and I worked in the Reagan administration. And look, I think Ronald Reagan belongs on Mount Rushmore. But, you know, so far, you'd have to say Trump has actually pursued an even more conservative agenda than Reagan has. I mean, look at the people he's put on the court. Look what he's done for the economy. Look what he's done for pro-life. Just down the road, down the whole agenda, you can't really find much to disagree with Trump in terms of what he's done. I mean, how many of these other Republican candidates would have pulled us out of the out of that crazy climate change deal? So I got to give him an A minus.
All right, here's a little bit more from the president talking about wanting more investment in the United States.
The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again.
All right, Steve, you know, I want to ask you, and moving on from that, because you did address that, about immigration. I just heard a click. Is that, Steve, you gone? He is gone.
He's
that
gone.
Click, I'm very perceptive.
Look at
did you.
Did
you like that?
Yeah, well, if we get him back,
disappeared. He must have been so impressed with the president's speech, he just had to run away.
He had to run away and go just hear the rest of it. Well, thank you, Steve Moore. We appreciate you.
By the way, if you're interested in catching up on the speech, you can catch up on it right now on WMAL.com. It's broadcasting live there, so you can see the president in action speaking at the World Economic Forum.
I'm hearing criticism from the left about, oh, he's America first. America first is a terrible thing. It's really not a terrible thing, because it's not just America first. It's also everyone taking care of their, it's not America only, is what they're saying. America first, but not America only, mm-hmm. is the spin on what the president is saying in Davos. And look, it's playing well to an international audience that understands exactly what the president is saying to them, saying, look, it's not wrong to look out for your country and do what's in the best interest for your people. Just like it's not wrong for America to do what's in the best interest of our people.
More from the president's speech in Davos in a moment, as well as CNN's behavior lately has been just as hilarious as ever. We'll share it with you soon. 8:23 on WMAL.